You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Fiction writing allows people to explore limitless possibilities. Today's essayist, Luke Fetkovich, is a student at Penn State University Park. He's also a lifelong writer who published his first fantasy novel when he was 19 years old. Here's Luke Fetkovich with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe in writing. Not newspaper reporting, or composing essays for class, or informational writing, but inspirational writing. I believe in telling a story. When I was little, I wanted to come up with stories, not play with Legos. But I wasn't old enough to write at 3 or 4, so I drew the pictures and told my mom or grandma what to write next to them. My interest in writing only grew in middle school. I transformed a purple notebook into a 110-page novel. Although I didn't finish the story at the time, that attempt helped boost my confidence that I could write a real book. I reworked that story into my first self-published novel, which I debuted when I was 19. I called it Zero Hour, and it was a fantasy adventure story about a hidden magical world. That's the only book I've published so far, but I'm working on a second novel now. My writing process is a bit different now that I'm almost out of college. I type my drafts on my computer with the help of dictionary.com, spellcheck, and the internet. I have a better grasp of how to convey a story with a beginning, middle, and end. I've learned how to keep readers interested and how to phrase sentences using fewer words. But most importantly, I've come to experience my writing as a way for me to get away without even leaving my apartment. I usually write at night, after my chores for the day are complete. There are a few distractions, so it's easier to jump out of the real world and into the world I'm creating. Once I'm immersed in my story, I forget about my normal life. In this new world, anything is possible. I can duel a dragon, become a superhero, perform magic, be a rock star, or fly in outer space. In one of my stories, my characters travel to the underworld of Greek mythology. In another, they travel back in time to ancient Egypt and the Roman Empire. It's like putting on a safari hat, or a football helmet, in the case of my college football story, 15 Minutes. I go on an adventure every time I sit down to write. The possibilities are as endless as my imagination. But the best part of writing isn't just the adventures or the excitement of creating something new. It's putting what you already know into your story. In my books, the emotions and challenges the characters face are much like the inner conflicts we all experience in our own lives. I want my readers to relate to the people in my books and learn how to overcome life's challenges alongside them. I like telling stories because, ultimately, I think people like hearing stories. Telling stories is what links all of our unique experiences into a collective feeling of humanity. I want people to feel like they, too, can escape and experience the thrill of life's many adventures. I believe in telling stories.
Luke Fetkovich with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Fetkovich is a recent graduate from Penn State University Park. He earned a degree in print journalism. What helps you take a break from reality? Write an essay and submit it to wpsu.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.